Hi everyone, welcome to 6 Yards and 6 Questions, India's Sari podcast by Kalanika. I am Kavya. And I'm Ramya Rao. And we welcome you all once again to this beautiful podcast where I think Kavya and I would like to share something that is so close to our hearts. That's true. Actually, Ramya, you know what? I was just thinking that it's such a beautiful climate and, you know, it's such a breezy climate. And I think we'll always have something new and something important to share with all of our listeners.
Absolutely, always. I think every week or every day as such is new. So we always have so much to share, especially with regard to sarees, with regard to the hand-woven creations. And more importantly, I think around things that impact sarees and our minds.
That's so true. In fact, every thought for that matter is woven or interwoven in its own way every new day. All right. So with that, okay, listeners, I know you must be wondering, so what's up today? What's happening today? Now, let me just quickly set the agenda as to what will be in store for our conversation. So first up, we're actually going to share something about all the noise that's happening around with regard to handloom versus power loom. So yes, we're going to share our little 2 cents about it, not 2 cents, but a little more definitely. And at the same time, what we're going to do is,
well, you know, we're also going to talk about something that's very close to our heart, which is the name Kalanika. You know, all of you are now aware that Kalanika stems basically from art. All art forms inspired us to create the creations on a fabric that's 6 yards of hand-woven fabric. But yesterday was a different day. Yesterday was...
So yeah, we're coming to the whole reveal bit only the end. But what you mean to say is we're actually going to sing for our audience, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
There, that's right. So these are the two things that's going to happen in our episode. So let's get started if you're ready, right?
All right, let's get this going.
Okay, great. So let me actually talk about one thing when we say handloom. And then we say power loom. And why is it that hand loom is so important? So Ramya, if you could probably share your first thought on the whole aspect of hand loom.
So, you know, when we think of hand woven sarees or even hand woven fabric, be it bed sheets, be it salwars, any fabric for that matter, there's one thing that comes to my mind is there is no machine involved in it. It's done by hath, you know. Hath se jo hum karigari karte hain, it's done by hand. So there's love, there's labor, there's skill that goes into it, unlike a machine that just automatically does things without any thought and without any, I think, soul that's put into it. So one of the biggest differences that I see between a hand-woven sari or a fabric and that of a power loom is the manual intervention of creating it with pure heart, love, and joy and skill.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, it just takes me back to the fact that, you know, when we used to probably write letters to each other as opposed to now just drafting mails and sending them across. There is still so much beauty in just a handwritten letter, isn't it? But that also brings me to another point. You know, when we talk about hand loom versus power loom, okay, the basic thing is to understand is that when you say power loom, it means fabric or clothes that have come out of machines straight away, right? Which is what we established in our first point. But do you realize that how much of usage of electricity and water is actually taking place when machines are working? As opposed to when we say hand loom, and let's say the loom is actually put up just out there thanks to the whole manual effort. So when the sari is also being woven, what happens is you see the manual effort actually coming into picture while weaving the sari. Hence, the usage of electricity is actually nil, almost nil, unless, of course, you're counting the room electricity where the weavers are probably sitting and doing their work. At the same time, even though usage of water, for that matter, you know, when you're actually having machines run things, the amount of water that is used up is way, way higher. However, when it comes to the handloom industry, when you see these weavers working on the manual looms, the amount of water that is used up is relatively less, which is why when we talk about sustainability, Ramya, I think sustainability is like a fad to many, but for us, it was a learning, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I also would like to bring out a point that none of us can be 100% sustainable in our lifestyle as such, especially because of the current lifestyle all of us are living. But what we can do is make efforts in some or the other areas wherever possible. So hand-woven fabrics gives us that opportunity to at least contribute towards sustainability in some or the other way. And another big point I would like to bring out here is, I think recently that we've been talking about these terms called slow fashion or fast fashion, and all of these terms have just come into play recently. But A handwoven fabric gives us an opportunity to take it and make it last longer, which means it gives you an opportunity to also recreate, reuse, reinvent your style, and use it longer than required. And that's what sustainability is, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, the beauty in creating a legacy is way beyond adopting just fast fashion. And I think that's why probably handloom is always revered. And we've also noticed that when it comes to India's rich culture and heritage, which becomes a common answer no matter where you go, whether it's UN conventions or beauty pageants, we talk about rich culture and heritage. But you know, where is the rich culture and heritage? It's right there in the hands of these beautiful artisans and craftsmanship. So instead of just going and answering out there, I think first up, we all need to really adopt. Actually see that there's so much noise on social media about this is because it's high time people start valuing, if not appreciating, at least valuing the beauty of handloom, because it goes beyond just the beauty of the craftsmanship. It goes beyond all that. It's way more, it's at least one step towards sustainability.
True that, absolutely. And I think another point that I would like to bring out here is about employment. Right? If you actually look at it, handloom industry contributes a lot towards employment, close to, you know, more than 4 lakh weavers across the whole country. So when you're looking at employment, we are creating jobs for people, right? Through handloom industry, there's jobs being created, number one. Through these jobs, you're getting to see the beautiful culture, as you just pointed out, right? And that's evident for all of us, in fact, the whole world to see because of the handloom industry.
And it's so true, Ramya, because every time, you know, whenever I'm attending different tech summits and people keep saying, hey, is automation going to replace people? I often believe that, yes, automation will only replace people if you don't make the right choice. If you do not appreciate what you already have and give it off to the machines, then yes, because it's all a matter of choice. That's what's going to happen. So I think it's nice to see how a lot of sari enthusiasts and crusaders are making the right noise, because it's high time that people do become aware. Maybe it's one step towards awareness before you adopt the beauty of handloom. So yeah.
Great. So then on that note, then do we go to the second point or a second piece of our agenda?
Yes. Actually, I'm excited even about the second bit because it is also closely connected to what's recently happened. So Ramya, if you'd like to share that.
Yeah, you know, I think for everyone who's who enjoys good music, who enjoys soulful melodies, all of us would definitely know one name, that is Shri S.P. Balasubramanian Garu. He, you know, what's brilliant about him, how versatile as a singer he is. He knows close to 16 languages. Rather, he's sung in more than 16 languages. And he's been singing for a very long time. And all of us have some fantastic childhood memories associated with, you know, growing up and listening to the kind of songs that he sung. And every song that he sang has touched our soul and our heart.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when we talk about legendary movies like Shankara Bharanam, to that of even something as recent as Chennai Express, the title track of Chennai Express. I don't know if you remember that, but I remember when Vishal Shekhar mentioning that they had approached SPB Garu just to ask him, sir, if you can just lend your voice for just this line for the title track of Chennai Express, to singing for, I mean, the best part is he was not just a singer. He was also an actor.
Absolutely.
He was a music composer. At the same time, a dubbing artist. I mean, who can wear so many hats and still be legendary in every aspect of life? I think it had to be undoubtedly S.P. Balasubramanian Garu. And he's had a profound impact on our lives because both Ramya and I, we are huge, huge admirers of the Annamacharya Kirtanalu. And from the movie Annamaya, starring Nagarjuna and Ramya Krishna, you know, all the songs, whenever we feel low or whenever, let's not say, actually, whenever we want to find strength, it used to be our go-to playlist, listening to the Annamaya songs.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, so yesterday, I think when the news came in that the SPB Garu passed away, I think the first thing that came to our minds was, you know, we need to celebrate his legacy. We need to celebrate the fact that what a kind of humble and a kind person he was. You know, I think that's a beautiful message. I've seen many of my friends or even some stars sharing that, you know, more than beyond just being a singer, he was a great human being. And I think that's what is the legacy that he's leaving behind, as to be humble, be kind. And I think in times of today, you know, the way we are in this pandemic, empathy and kindness is really, really pertinent. And I think the first thing that I remembered was, you know, I think when we shifted to Vijayawada, our induction,
Yes.
you know, if I actually use the word induction, our induction towards the whole Telugu culture and language in itself stemmed from the movie Annamaya when we had watched it, and we were trying to understand the lyrics. We were trying to understand Telugu very well because we had come from Bombay and Cochin. So that's the reason why his songs are, you know, they have a profound impact on our childhood and on the way how we are today and on Kalanika.
Absolutely. And I think when we also chose the name Kalanika, the reason Kala is very close to us because at the heart of it, we believe that every individual out there is an artist. And an artist, a great artist like SPB Garu having that kind of impact. So we thought, you know what, in this particular episode, both Ramya and I will come together and we will sing one of our favorite Kirtana of the Annamacharya Kirtanas, one of our favorites, which is titled as Nigama Nigamanta Varnita. So, Ramya, are you ready?
Yes, let's do this. After a long time,
okay.
We both are singing together.
Yes,
and this
absolutely.
Kirtana, we're singing after, I think, some good 10 years. So,
good 10 years. So, listeners, in case if there are any pronunciation mistakes, you can please pardon us. But this is purely out of our love and respect for all the artists out there and the legendary SPB Garu.
All right. So, let's do this.
Okay, great. So do you want to give like a countdown saying 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, let's do that.
3, 2, 1, go. Yeah, with the talam, I think 3, 2, 1, go
yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. Nigama, nigamantavanita manuhara rupa nagaranjadharura sinarayana narayana simanarayana narayana
निगमान्तवर्णितमनोहररूप नगराजधरुड श्रीनारायण नारायण श्रीमन्नारायण नारायण वेङ्कटनारायण
దీవించు వైరాగ్య దివ్య సౌఖ్యం దేయ రూపకథగా నన్ను నొడవరచుచు
పై పైన సంసార బంధముల కట్టేవు నా పలుకు చెల్లున నారాయణ నిగమ నిగమాంత వర్ణిత మనోహర రూప నగరాజధరుడ శ్రీనారాయణ నారాయణ శ్రీమన్నారాయణ నారాయణ వెంకట నారాయణ. Okay, yeah, that was very short and sweet for everybody out there.
I think this is
so kindly
yeah,
pardon us.
Yeah, this is one of our favorite songs from all the Annamaya Kirtanalu. All songs are beautiful.
Yeah.
But I think this was the first song that our mom taught us in Vijayawada. So I think that's reason
right.
why we're singing this after not 10, I think more than 10 years. And we're just singing out of that
yeah.
same memory and that same beautiful impact it has created us over the years.
Absolutely, absolutely. So yes, on that note, it's time for us to come to an end of this episode of 6 Yards and 6 Questions. Ramya, any parting notes before we catch up in the next episode?
Well, I think before the next episode, all we'd like to say is continue, you know, understanding the importance of handloom, continue loving art, and continue the celebration of the artists who have left a legacy. That's something for me, for you, for every one of us. And yes, do let us know if you want us to share something else on this podcast, anything else that you all want to hear.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's right, listeners. We must, in fact, thank you for actually patiently listening to whatever we share. But it's also time for us to listen to what you'd like to share. So please do, you know, sort of drop us a note. Hit us on our Instagram. It is @Kalanika, KALANECA. You can also drop us a note on our website, www.kalanika.com. So do find us on our website, on our Instagram. We're also on Twitter, sharing some funny and amazing information. So you know what, do write to us. We'll be more than happy to sort of answer your questions or probably do something new for our next episode as well. As we reminded you, the season 2 is all about having fun. So yeah, thank you so much, guys. And we will see you all again in our next episode.